欢迎大家来参加我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome everyone to join tonight's service.
我们要从主耶稣的自我介绍来认识他跟我们的关系。
And we'd like to come to understand Jesus' relationship with us through his self-introduction.
有人说有人的地方就有问题。
Some say that where there is man, there is a problem.
这是真的。
This is true.
因为人有两个很严重的缺点。
Because man, we have two great shortcomings.
一个是无知。
First is ignorance.
第二个是罪性。
The second is our sinful nature.
所以有人的地方就有问题。
Therefore, wherever there is man, there are problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
However, wherever God is, there is an answer.
这也是真的。
This is also true.
因为神是无所不能。
Because God is almighty.
神也无所不知。
For God is omniscient.
没有一个问题神没有答案。
There's not a problem that God does not have the answer to.
神没有一个问题神不能解决。
There's not a problem that God cannot solve.
所以有神的地方问题就有答案。
Wherever God is, there's a resolution to the problem.
那神对人类问题的答案是什么？
So what is God's answer to man's problems?
就是耶稣基督本身。
That is Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣基督来世界就是要解决人类的问题。
Jesus Christ came into this world to resolve the problems of men.
或许大家觉得我活得很好，我都没有问题。
Perhaps we may think that we live a good life without any problems.
这是很令人羡慕的。
And this is something, a life that we long after.
我们竟然能够活一个没有问题的人生。
That we can live such a life without any problems.
但是我们再从圣经来看，到底人类有什么问题？
If you look from the point of view of the Bible, what kind of problem do men have?
因为最可怕的不是生病。
For the most dreadful thing is not to fall ill.
最可怕的是不知道自己生病。
But the most dreadful is not to know when you are ill.
最可怕的不是我们有问题。
The most dreadful is not that we have problems.
最可怕的是我们不知道自己有问题。
However, the most dreadful thing is that we do not know that we have problems.
因为不知道自己有问题就不会找答案。
Because we're ignorant, then we will not find an answer.
那这个问题可能带给我们很严重的后果。
Then this problem may bring us a very severe consequence.
昨天晚上我们在思考人生的第一个问题。
Yeah, last night we have pondered upon the first question of men.
到底人怎么才可以得到满足？
And that is how exactly can men be satisfied?
答案就是耶稣本身。
The answer is Jesus Christ himself.
耶稣就是我们的满足。
Jesus is our satisfaction.
因为他说我就是生命之粮。
For he said, I am the bread of life.
今天晚上我们要看人类的第二个问题。
Tonight we'd like to seek into the second problem or question of men.
我们请来看约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John,
第九章
chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章
book of John, chapter 9.
第五节
verse 5.
第九章第五节
chapter 9, verse 5.
耶稣说，我在世上的时候是世界的光。
Verse 5, while I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
这是主耶稣的第二次自我介绍。
This is the second proclamation of Jesus.
他说他在世界上是世界的光。
He said here that I am the light of the world.
那同样在第八章。
In the same manner in chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我就不在黑暗里面走。
And when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
所以他讲得很简单啊，跟从我你就不会在黑暗里面。
He said it very simply, if you follow me, you shall never be in darkness again.
那这句话也告诉我们，如果没有跟从耶稣，那人就活在黑暗里面。
This phrase also tells us, whosoever does not follow Jesus will live in darkness.
或者我们不太同意。
Perhaps we may not agree with us.
我年纪很轻。
I'm still very young.
我受很好的教育。
I'm well educated.
我的能力也很强。
I'm also very capable.
工作也很好。
I have a good career.
你说我活在黑暗里面。
How can you say that I live in darkness?
那我们就从圣经的观点来看，到底活在黑暗代表什么？
We can study from the perspective of the Bible what it means by living and walking in darkness.
为什么说这是人类的问题？
Why do we say that this is a problem of mankind?
而且是很严重的问题。
This is also a very severe problem.
而且是一定要解决的问题。
This is also a problem that must be resolved.
在第九章里面
，In chapter nine，
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Lord Jesus said, "I am the light of the world."
哦，他是在什么场合讲的呢
？So under what kind of circumstance did he say this？
我们看第九章的第一节。
Let's read chapter nine, verse one.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Verse one, as he went along, he saw a man blind from birth.
哦，那别人就问他了，是这个人犯罪呢，还是他爸爸妈妈犯罪呢？不然他怎么会瞎眼
？So people questioned Jesus, did he sin or did his parents sin? Why was he born blind?
哦，所以借着这个瞎眼的人来寻找主耶稣，主耶稣就介绍我就是光。
So they sought after Jesus through this blind man, and Jesus explained that he is the light of the world.
那为什么要把瞎眼跟光连在一起呢
？Why do you have to make this connection between the blind and the light?
因为一个人如果瞎眼你把他点再亮的灯他都看不到。
Because for a blind man, no matter how bright of a light you shine, he cannot see the light.
所以瞎眼就等于活在黑暗里面。
So a blind man can be referred to one living in darkness.
因此我们常常发现耳聋、哑巴、瘸腿、瞎眼到底什么样最可怜
？So when we speak about the mute or the blind or the cripple, which of them are the most pitiful？
当然没有一样是好的。
We know none of them are a good thing。
但是最可怜应该是瞎眼。
We can say the most pitiful person might be the blind man。
因为瞎眼就活在黑暗里面。
Because when you're blind, you live in darkness。
你看不到你所爱的人。
You cannot see the ones you love。
你也看不到爱你的人。
You can also, you're unable to see those who love you。
你也看不到，这个人也看不到神创造这么美妙的世界。
This person also cannot see the wonderful creation God had created。
春夏秋冬的变化都看不到。
And changes in the four seasons he cannot witness。
他也没有办法走出去。
He cannot walk outside。
因为他瞎眼。
For he's blind。
所以瞎眼是可怜的。
Therefore, blind is pitiful。
瞎眼。就等于活在黑暗里面。
Being blind equates to living in darkness.
所以主耶稣要显明他的荣耀。
Therefore, Jesus is to manifest his glory.
所以第三节说，这个人瞎眼不是他犯罪。
Therefore, in verse 3, Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned.
是要在他身上显出神的作为来。
But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed.
因此主耶稣在第六节开始就用非常让人难了解的方法来医治一个人。
Therefore, in starting in verse 6, Jesus used a very difficult way to heal this man.
他吐唾沫在地上，然后抹了泥土，然后擦在这个眼睛瞎眼的人眼睛上。
He spit on the ground, made some mud with the saliva, and put it on the man's eyes.
我们知道眼睛最怕泥土。
And we know our eyes are most afraid of dirt.
一粒泥土你都张不开来。
Even a speck of dust may cause you to unable to open your eyes.
但是主耶稣竟然用泥土把它。弄到眼睛里面。
However, here, Lord Jesus had put mud on this man's eyes.
所以主耶稣对人类问题解决的方法，有时候真的是简单到我们没有办法相信。
So we can see that there are times when Jesus used the most simplest way to resolve our problems.
所以这个人呢，眼睛一弄了泥土，然后去池子洗，他就看见了。
So while this man had mud on his eyes, washing away in the pool, and he could see.
当然，他的人生就有一个很大的改变。
And of course, at that moment, there was a great transformation to his life.
你想想看你眼睛闭起来一天。
Can you imagine try closing your eyes up for an entire day?
你想那个怎么生活
？Can you imagine how you would live your life?
那个生活真的是很难想象。
And that is indeed an unimaginable life.
这个人一生都是瞎眼。
However, for this man, he was blind the entirety of his life.
忽然间看见了。
And suddenly he gained sight.
你会发现他整个人生的内容、目标都不一样了。
He may discover that the entirety, the direction, and the content of his life has changed.
所以主耶稣看顾人类的需要。
Therefore, Lord Jesus looks after the needs of men.
主耶稣知道我们人的痛苦。
Our Lord Jesus understands the sufferings of men.
因此，他从天上降世为人，就是要来解决人类的痛苦。
Therefore, he came from heaven to this world in order to resolve our sufferings.
在我们不能解决的事情上，只要你求告神，神愿意，他的大能大力就能够解决。
In the matters that we cannot resolve, as long as we pray for his might and mercy, then he will help us resolve them.
事实上，在我们教会里面，也有人眼睛差不多瞎掉了，医生都没有办法了。后来因为专心靠神，眼睛又看见了。
And the truth is, there are members in this church that have almost lost their sight, but through prayers, God has healed them.
我们有一本这个英文刊的，专门为慕道朋友所印的一个福音见证小册。 里面就有一个这个见证。
And we have a testimony publication, a booklet, that have this testimony within.
那一个弟兄他从中国大陆，一个姐妹从中国大陆来，他眼睛差不多瞎掉，说眼睛中风。
And there's a sister who came from mainland China who have nearly lost her sight.
那在美国的医生说这个没有办法，太拖延太久了。
And the doctor here in the U.S. told her that this has been prolonged for too long, so there is no cure.
那回到中国大陆，最好的医生也说这没有办法。
When she returned to China, even the best doctor told her that there was no cure.
但是她每天早上起来祷告。
But every morning she would wake up and pray.
这很奇妙，祷告过了一段时间以后，忽然间眼睛越来越看见。
And miraculously, after she prayed for a while, then she slowly regained her sight.
那以后她的眼力就正常。
And after a while, her eyesight became normal.
因为我们所拜的耶稣2000年前一直活到现在。
For the Lord Jesus whom we worship had been living since 2000 years ago till now.
他的慈爱他的能力没有改变。
His mercy, his love never changed.
如果我们的信心跟2000年的人一样，我们今天也可以体验到当时主耶稣所体验所行的神迹。
If our faith is similar to those who lived 2,000 years ago, we too can experience God's miracles and wonders today.
所以这个瞎眼的人他就满心的感谢神。
Therefore, this blind man was filled with thanksgiving.
我们看33节。
Let us read verse 33.
这个人若不是从神来的，什么也不能做。
If this man were not from God, he could do nothing.
所以这个瞎眼的人，他马上知道耶稣就是从神来。
Right away, this blind man knew Jesus came from God.
因为如果他不是从神来，谁能够行这个神迹呢？
Or had he not come from God, who could perform this miracle?
所以我们发现这个瞎眼不但肉眼的看见了，他的心眼也看见了。
So we can see not only his physical eyes have gained sight, his spiritual eyes have gained sight as well.
因为他认识了耶稣。
For here he had recognized Jesus.
今天我们来到教会，你有没有看到耶稣？
Today when we come to church, have you seen Jesus?
没有，没有看到耶稣。
No, you have not seen Jesus.
因为耶稣已经升到天上。
Because Jesus has already ascended to heaven.
但是如果我们眼睛开了，
But today if our eyes are open,
你就可以从圣经里面的记载认识主耶稣。
Then you may come to know Jesus through the biblical recordings.
所以在这段圣经的结束的时候，
Therefore, at the conclusion of this passage,
我们看39节。
Let us read verse 39.
耶稣说：“我为审判到这个世界上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫看见的反倒瞎眼。”
Jesus said, "For judgment, I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who will become blind."
所以主耶稣在讲，原来瞎眼有两种。
So originally here, Jesus said there are two types to being blind.
不能看见的可以看见。
And first is that the blind will see.
就是刚刚来求他医治的那一个瞎眼，他不能看见，真的看见了。
And that the blind who came and sought after Jesus' help truly gained sight.
但是可以看见的反倒瞎眼。
But those who will see will become blind instead.
那四十节，这些法利赛人他就听了，他就问耶稣。
So in verse 40, Pharisees who heard him and asked Jesus,
难道我们也是瞎眼的吗？
And saying, what are we blind to?
为什么主耶稣会这样讲？
So why did Jesus say this?
因为这些文士法利赛人虽然眼睛是很好。
Because though the Pharisees and scribes have one perfect eyesight,
他什么都看得见。
They could see everything.
但是他就是没有办法认识耶稣就是神。
But the one thing they failed to see is to recognize that Jesus is God.
这是另外一种的瞎眼。
And that is a different type of blindness.
所以我们今天在生活当中我们需要主耶稣。
Therefore, today in our lives, we all need Jesus.
因为他可以开我们的眼睛，能够看到我们肉眼所看不见的。
So he may open up our eyesight and allow us to see what our physical eyes cannot see.
他是光。
He is the light.
当他的光照我们的时候，我们眼睛就开了，就能够看到肉眼看不见。
When his light shines upon us, then our eyes will be opened and to see what our physical eyes cannot see.
忽然间我们就发现我们人活在世界上不只只有物质界的存在。
All of a sudden we will realize that we live in this world not only to dwell in this material world.
我们活在这个世界还有灵界的存在。
And as we live in this world, there is also the existence of the spiritual realm.
我们现在网络很发达。
And today the internet is very advanced.
你到上网可以找到很多的资讯。
And once you go on the web, you can find many information.
但是在这个很多的资讯里面真的能够帮助我们对耶稣认识的却不多。
But out of all the information, there are only so little that will truly help you in recognizing Jesus.
所以我们需要主耶稣来开我们眼睛，看到他的光。
Therefore, we need Lord Jesus to help us to see His light.
我们先来看啊，保罗在传道的时候啊，他曾经在讲哦，怎么让眼睛得开。
Yeah, let us take a look. While Paul was in his ministry, he once mentioned as to how we may open our eyes.
我们看啊，《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 26,
18节。
Verse 18，《
使徒行传》二十六章十八节。
Book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 18。
我差你到他们那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
Verse 18, to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith.
这是主耶稣对保罗讲的。
This is what the Lord said to Paul.
说我差你去传福音。
I have sent you to preach the gospel.
这个福音就是主耶稣的光。
This gospel is the light of Lord Jesus.
那这个福音一照之后，你就可以看到灵界很清楚。
Once this gospel shines on you, you can see clearly of the spiritual realm.
这个叫做眼睛得开。
And that is what it means by regaining eyesight.
不是说真的肉眼瞎的开的。
It is, does that mean that those who are blind physically have gained sight?
而是主耶稣的光照我们，我们对灵界有一个很清楚的认识。
Rather, when the light of Lord Jesus shines upon us, we will have a discernment toward the spiritual realm.
那当一个人眼睛开了，他就发现我们人如果没有信主，他是活在黑暗里面。
When a person's eyes have opened, they will recognize that when a person does not believe in God, then they live in darkness.
信耶稣就是进到光明里面。
Believing Lord Jesus means entering into light.
所以信与不信差在哪里？
So what's the difference between believing and unbelief?
就是差在黑暗跟光明。
And that lies in between light and darkness.
那接下去就是在提到在灵界里面有两个力量。
The following mentions there are two forces in the spiritual realm.
在灵界里面有两个国度。
Within the spiritual realm, there are two kingdoms.
一个是神的国度。
First is the kingdom of God.
一个是魔鬼的国度。
Second is the kingdom of Satan.
没有第三个国度。
There is not a third kingdom.
所以当我们一看到耶稣的光，忽然间你就认识，如果我们没有得救，我们是在魔鬼的国度里面，在魔鬼的权势的掌管下。
So the moment when we see the light of Lord Jesus, we'll have the realization that we live in the kingdom of God and not under the dominion of Satan.
那得救就是归进神的国。
And then salvation is to enter into God's kingdom.
我们大家都向往美国，所以搬到这里来。
And all of us admire the U.S., so we have immigrated here.
但我们知道美国并不是天国。
But we know the United States is not heaven.
美国问题也很多。
There are also many problems within this nation.
但是有一个国度叫神的国。
But there is a nation called the kingdom of God.
所以得救跟没有得救的差别，就是在魔鬼的国度，还是在神的国度里面。
So the difference between being saved and not saved lies whether you belong to the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan.
我们还没有主的光照之前，我们觉得我也觉得我也不错啊。
And perhaps before we're shone upon by the light of God, we may feel that we are doing well.
但是等神的光一照，我们眼睛一开，我们才发现我们人在神的面前都有罪。
But only after we have been shone upon by the light of God, our eyes are opened, then we realize we're all sinful before God.
我们又看到主耶稣来就是要在解决我们的罪。
And we know that Jesus came to resolve our sins.
这个罪就是一个人的欠的债。
And the sin is a debt that we owe.
罪也是一个人的病。
Sin is also a sickness of men.
这是很严重的。
This is very severe.
最后当我们眼睛开了。
And the end, when our eyes have been opened,
我们才发现说我们人有一个另外一个盼望。
Then we will realize as men, we have another hope.
就是天国。
That is the heavenly kingdom.
所以人有两种的富足。
Therefore, we have two types of abundance.
一个是地上的富足。
First are the riches of this world.
这是短暂的。
And that is transient.
一个是天上的富足。
The other is the abundance in heaven.
这是永远的。
And that is everlasting.
所以得救跟没有得救，就是差在他在地上富足还是在天上富足。
So the difference between belief being saved or not saved lies in our abundance in heaven or earth.
所以今天诸位我们来这个地方查考圣经的话。
So, friends, we have gathered here to study the words of the Bible.
来认识耶稣这个光。
To come to understand this light, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
让这个光照到我们里面，你就对灵界看得越来越清楚，你就会认识灵界的价值越来越重要。
When this light shines upon and within us, then we will have a deeper understanding, the meaning of this, truth.
好，我们现在来看啊，约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to Book of John, chapter 12.
约翰福音的十二章。
Book of John, chapter 12.
十二章的三十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 35. Verse 35, then Jesus told them, you are going to have the light just a little while longer. Walk while you have the light. Before darkness overtakes you, the man who walks in the dark does not know where he is going.
这里说啊，趁着有光行走。黑暗临到，你就没有办法走路了。
He tells us to walk while there is still light before darkness overtakes us.
所以三十六节，黑暗来到，你就不知道往哪里去了。
And 36 says, when the darkness comes, we will lose our direction.
就是迷失了。
That you are lost.
所以光会让我们找到路，光会让引导我们进到我们要去的地方。
So the light will show us the path and direct us toward the right path.
没有光就迷路了。
When there is no light, we will be lost.
如果你常常去夏威夷
If you often travel to Hawaii,
你发现那个夏威夷的街名真的很难记
And you realize that street names in Hawaii are indeed very hard to memorize
我去很多次一直想记都记不起来
And of all of the times I went there, I cannot remember a single name
它那个街名跟我们在美国的街名都不太一样
Because the street names in Hawaii are very different from that here in the US
因为这整个夏威夷的这个文化是另外一个文化体系。
You can say the entire culture or tradition in Hawaii is a very different one.
那我们就很好奇说夏威夷人从哪里来
？So we're very curious and ask where did the Hawaiians come from？
就他有一个博物馆。
And they have this museum on the island.
就在介绍夏威夷人从哪里来
？Introducing where the Hawaiians came from.
他说夏威夷人原来跟菲律宾人是同种的。
And they said that our Hawaiians were originally the same race as the Filipinos.
所以他是菲律宾人搬到萨摩尔群岛。
So it was the Filipinos who immigrated and moved to the island.
那再从萨摩尔群岛搬到夏威夷。
Then they moved from the Samoa Island to Hawaii.
那几千年前呢？他们这样搬，那个时候也没有罗盘，也没有指南针呢。
So when they moved about 1,000 years ago, they did not have any compass.
他们就用很简单的这个木头的这个船或竹筏这样在漂的。
They moved about and traveled very simply on a raft or on a log.
最后那个博物馆里面就有在做，说他们在。定这个方位就是看星星跟月亮还有太阳。
So the museum had explained that when they were setting out and determining their direction, they used the stars and the sun and the moon.
如果有哪一天乌云密布，他们就迷失了。
If there was a cloudy day, then they would be lost.
因为他看不到太阳，看不到星星，看不到月亮。
Because they could not see the sun or the moon or the stars.
所以那个太阳、星星、月亮是固定的。
So the sun and the moon and the stars are set.
因此他看到那个太阳星星，他就可以明白他的方向在哪里。
So whenever they see the sun and the moon and the star, they know their direction.
当他看不到那个固定的光，他就迷失了。
When they could not see the set light, then they would be lost.
我常常觉得这是一个很有意思的一个实际的例子。
I always thought this is a very concrete and very interesting example.
我们人活在世界上真的也好像在海上漂泊。
As men, as we live in this world, we truly wander about as wandering on the seas.
我们常常要决定到底我们人一生要往哪里去。
Many times we need to determine the direction of our life.
我每天都很忙，不错。
It is good that we are busy every day.
你好像航海在那个海上要稳定这个方位，要帆布要弄起来，每天都很忙。
It is as if you're sailing on the sea. You need to set sail. You need to set the direction. You're busy every single moment.
那你在航海的当中，你要准备东西来吃。
While you're sailing, you need to prepare food to eat.
有的是要抓鱼来吃。
There are times when you have to catch fish to eat.
但这个基本的最大问题就是，这一艘船你要走到哪里去
？But the most fundamental question is where is this boat heading to?
所以很多人却没有想。
Yeah, for many people have failed to think of this question.
因此他每一天都很忙碌，在做弄这个舵，在弄帆船，在弄东西吃，但是他忘记了他要往哪里去。
So every day they're very busy preparing their food or setting the sails, but they have forgotten about where they are heading to.
所以到底我们人生最后的目标去哪里
？So what is the ultimate purpose and direction of our life?
圣经也告诉我们，事实上也告诉我们，最后的目标就是死。
The Bible and the truth have told us that the ultimate ending to life is death.
但是如果我们奋斗一辈子，到最后死来就结束了，那大家都很不甘心了。
And if I strive all of our lives and toil for all of our life, and suddenly death comes upon us, then we die rather reluctantly.
所以到底人活着要做什么？
So what exactly is the meaning to our life?
忽然间我们发现，当我们要决定活着做什么的时候，你要找一个不会改变的那一点，那个光，你才能够找到你的方向。
In that very moment, when we're seeking to that purpose and ending to our life, we realize that when we find that never-changing light, and then that is our direction.
但是我们常常发现了，你人生找不到一个东西不会改变。
But so often we will realize that in this life, you cannot find a single matter in this world that will never change.
文化一直在改变。
Culture constantly changes.
50年到现在不一样。
50 years ago until now, they are all different.
法律一直在改变。
Laws also continue to change.
哲学思潮一直在改变。
Philosophies and theories continue to change.
我们的身体在改变。
Our bodies are also changing.
我们的想法在改变。
Our thinkings are changing.
世界上没有一个东西不改变的。
There's not a thing in this world that remains constant.
所以一直都在改变，我们就在世界这个大海里面漂泊，你找不到一个真正的方向。
So this world continues to change. We're just as we're wandering in this broad sea that we cannot find a direction to life.
所以这里说，你在黑暗里面走，你就不知道往哪里去。
Therefore, here says, if you walk in darkness, then you will not know where you're heading to.
那有一天我们找到了主耶稣。
But one day when we have found Lord Jesus Christ,
你就发现他是光。
Then you realize that He is the light.
那你就发现它就是我们人生定位的一个方向。
Then you will realize that He is the set direction of our life.
也因为这个光，我们就看清楚人生的目标在哪里。
It is also because of this light we can see clearly of the meaning and purpose of life.
主耶稣曾经说，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？
Lord Jesus once said, if a man gains the whole world but loses his life, what gain is that?
人还能够拿什么换生命呢？
What else can we take to exchange for our life?
所以这句话告诉我们有一个事情比赚得全世界还重要。
So this phrase tells us that there is yet one thing that is more important than gaining this world.
那这个事情就是生命。
And that one matter is life.
而且主耶稣讲这个生命，特别是讲的永生。
Lord Jesus spoke of this life specifically pointing toward life.
圣经给我们一个观念叫做永生。
Bible given us this concept of everlasting life.
所以当我们对主耶稣认识越清楚。
So the deeper of understanding we have toward Lord Jesus,
主耶稣要升天以前,
prior to Jesus' ascension,
他告诉门徒,
Lord Jesus told the disciples,
我去为你们预备地方,
I have gone to prepare a place for you.
我预备好了, 我要再来。
When I'm done preparing, I will come again.
那要接你去。
I will come to receive you back.
我在那里, 你也要在那里。
Wherever I am, you too shall be there.
这个就是光在指引我们的方向。
And that is the light directing the path of our life.
我去, 主耶稣已经到天上了。
I will go, for Lord Jesus already waiting for us there.
他要再带我们去。
And he will bring us there.
所以我们死了以后要再去。
So when we die, we shall go there.
要去哪里？
Where will we go?
要去主耶稣去的地方。
We'll go where Lord Jesus had gone.
要去哪里？
Where did he go?
他现在在天国。
He is now in heaven.
所以当我们认识了圣经。
So when we come to know the Bible.
我们就知道今生是为来世在准备。
Then we know that the today, the present life is to prepare for the afterlife.
几十年的今生就是为着永永远远的来世在做准备。
Or some years of life is to prepare for that eternal everlasting life.
我们离世的那一刻就是来世的开始。
So the moment that we depart from this world is the beginning of our everlasting life.
所以当然我活在这个光里面，忽然间我们发现我们人生的目标非常的清楚。
So when we live in this life, all of a sudden we realize we have a clear direction of life.
我们这艘船在船上在海边飘，就不是没有方向了。
And when this boat is sailing in the sea, it is one not without a direction.
那一点光要引导我们进到真正的目标。
That spot of light shall direct us into theOur ultimate destination.
就是主耶稣去的地方。
That is the place where our Lord had gone to.
那这样的话，我们人生就很清楚你要做什么。
By that, we will have a clear direction as to what we will do in this life.
人真正的目的不是赚钱。
The true meaning to life is not to make money.
当然这很重要。
Of course, that is very important.
真正的目的也不是享受。
The ultimate goal is also not to enjoy this life.
但是这也很重要。
But that is also important.
真正的目的叫做预备好，我们可以到。来世的永生。
However, the ultimate purpose for us to prepare ourselves well so we may receive this eternal life.
所以光来到世间要引导我们。
So the light have come into this world to lead us.
让我们不会迷失。
So we will not be lost.
圣经里面呢，主耶稣在传福音的时候曾经 到一个人家去住过。
In the Bible, when it records while Jesus was preaching, he once dwelt in a person's house.
这个人叫做撒该。
His name was Zacchaeus.
圣经特别描写他有两个特色。
Bible have especially described two characteristics to Zacchaeus.
一个他是税吏长，他是有官位的。
And first, he was the head of the tax collectors.
第二个，他很有钱。
Second, he was very wealthy.
但是主耶稣到他家以后
，After Jesus came to his house,
他特别说，人子来是要拯救失丧的人。
Lord Jesus said, especially the Son of Man came to aid the needy.
失丧 lost.
To save the lost.
所以我们有时候发现呢，我们好像人活在世界上就是要努力在世界上赚得什么。
And after time, we may ask ourselves that we strive hard in this world, but to gain what?
但他为着生活，这是需要的。
And we know it is necessary that we strive after our lives.
但这不是人生集中的追求。
But that is not the ultimate pursuit of life.
如果这个是人生的集中追求，那我们就迷失了。
If that is the ultimate pursuit of life, then we have lost ourselves.
所以这个撒该接主耶稣到他家以后，他整个观念就变了。
Therefore, after Zacchaeus received Lord Jesus into his house, his concept entirely have transformed.
所以他说他要把一半分给穷人。
Therefore, he said he will give to the needy half of his possessions.
因为他现在他很清楚知道我为什么活着。
For now, he had a clear understanding of why he lived.
怎么样的活法才是有价值、有意义的
？What kind of life he ought to live to be a meaningful life?
因此，他的人生很自然的改变。
Therefore, very naturally, his life had transformed.
因为他人生目标改变了。
For the direction of his life have transformed.
所以，耶稣是光，这是很重要的。
Therefore, it is very important to know that Jesus is the light.
主耶稣出来传道理的时候
，When Jesus, Lord Jesus came out to preach the gospel.
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
The book of Matthew, chapter 4.
十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
这要应验先知以赛亚的话，十五节。
Verse 15.
说西布伦拿弗他利就是沿海之路约旦河外外邦人的加利利地十六节。
16.
那坐在黑暗的百姓看见大光，坐在死荫的人有光照着他们。主耶稣出来传道理第一个地方叫做在海边的西布伦跟拿弗他利。
When Jesus came out to preach, the first places he visited was Zebulun and Naphtali.
结果圣经说这是应验先知以赛亚的话。
Here, Bible says it was to fulfill what was said through prophet Isaiah.
耶稣还没有出生，差不多八百年前，神感动以赛亚把主耶稣要做的事情都写出来。
800 years prior to Jesus' birth, the Spirit of God has inspired prophet Isaiah to write a prophecy.
那这段圣经说大光要照耀坐在死荫幽谷的人。
This passage said, "A great light shall shine upon those living in the darkness and the shadow of death."
那个大光就是指着主耶稣本身。
That great light represents Lord Jesus Himself.
那这个死荫的人，就死亡好像一个阴影笼罩的人，就是住在西布伦拿弗他利的人。
And those living in the land of shadow of death are those living in Zebulun and Naphtali.
所以主耶稣这个光照过去，人黑暗就离开了。
Therefore, when this light, great light, the Lord Jesus shines on them, the man will depart from the darkness.
因为他的光就是生命的光。
For this light is the light of life.
所以那个光一照耀，死亡就没有了。
So when this light shines upon them, death will be no more.
因此我们来接受这个救恩，让我们得到一个最大的福气。
So let us come to receive the salvation to receive the best blessing.
就是得到生命。
That is to gain life.
有永生的盼望。
To have this everlasting hope.
这是我们人生非常重要的一个福气。
This is one of the most important blessings we can receive.
有时候我们常常到这个 nursing home 去看一些老人。
And oftentimes when we visit the nursing homes.
当然人老了，看起来是都是值得我们同情的。
And when men advance in age, we all have mercy and compassion toward them.
因为渐渐退化。就变成好像小孩子需要人照顾。
Because as they slowly advance in age, they turn into a child needing care.
那这是整个人生的一个过程。
And that is a process of life.
但是我们去很热心，我们觉得最可怜的应该不是这个。
But that is not the most pitiful thing we may feel whenever we visit a nursing home.
让我们感觉到最可怜就是这一群人已经在死亡的阴影笼罩之下。
The most pitiful thing may be that this group of people are already under the shadow of death.
但是他没有盼望。
Yet they have no hope.
这个是人最可怕的。
That is the most dreadful thing to man.
以前有不久，我们看到这个新闻智利那个 有几十个煤矿工人被埋到地里，埋了好几十天。
And not too long ago, we have seen on the news that a few of the Chilean miners were trapped underground for many days.
那这个几十天啊，他们都活在黑暗里面。
And of the many days, they live in complete darkness.
这是一个相当可怕的经验。
And that indeed was a very dreadful experience.
因为你没有光啊，就没有希望。
For without light, you lose your hope.
那有人就去访问说，这几十个人，当你们这几十天在这个很深的这个煤矿坑里面，你最向往的是什么？
So some have interviewed all the miners that within those days of darkness, what was the things that you long after the most?
大家答案都是一样，我们最向往的是希望能够看到一点光。
And all of them answered in the same way that they long to see even just a bit of light.
为什么？
Why was that?
因为他看到那一点光就是他的希望。
Because when they see that, that light, they have the hope.
所以有时候我们在看这个人生，好像在过一条隧道。
So when we look at our life, it's just as if we're entering through a tunnel.
你进去了，你没有办法再回来。
Once you go through, you cannot turn back.
但这条隧道如果你一直走下去
，If you continue to walk on this tunnel,
你都看不到那一点光。
You cannot see that light.
那是很可怕的事情。
That is a very terrible thing.
所以我们人，我们在往前面一直看。
So as men, as we look forward.
你一直看。一直看到五十岁、七十岁，再到九十岁。
You look forward to when you turn 50 or 70 or 90.
你把它看得很远。
When you look very far.
你就发现一点黑暗这样子一直靠近。
Then you see that speck of darkness starting to draw near to you.
那一点黑就是死亡。
And that darkness is death.
一直靠近。
It draws closer and closer. That is dreadful.
所以很多人就把它装作我没有看见。
Therefore, many people pretend that they do not see that darkness.
你没有看见那一点，还是一直靠近。
Even though you fail to see it, it continues to draw closer to you.
而且越来越大。
And it will get bigger and bigger.
这个是你没有办法否定的。
And it's something you cannot deny.
因为人生是动态的，一直往前走。
For our life is a progressive one, continues to move forward.
所以那一点就越来越近。
Therefore, that point will start to draw near and near.
那耶稣就是光。
Lord Jesus is the light.
当你信了耶稣以后
，After you have believed in Jesus，
你很远的看你的人生
，When you look at your life from a far point of view，
你在很远的地方你就看到一点亮光
，When you stand from afar， you will see that point of light。
那一点黑点已经不见了
，You no longer see that point of darkness。
因为死亡已经没有了
，For there is no more death。
所以当一个人你往前一直往前前进的时候
，So when a person continues to travel forward，
你发现那一点光越来越近
，You realize and discover that point of light draw closer to you。
这个就是人类的希望
，And that is the hope of mankind。
就是主耶稣给我们的永生
，That is the eternal life our Lord had given us。
所以对一个有信仰的人来说
，So for a person with faith，
人生是很积极的
，Life is a very active, proactive one。
人是有盼望
，For man we are with hope。
耶稣就是我们的盼望
，Lord Jesus is our hope。
因为他就是生命的光
，For He is the light of life。
让我们这有一个真正人生永远的盼望
，So we may have this everlasting and eternal hope。
那我们现在再来看约翰福音。
Now let us take a look at the book of John。
约翰福音的第三章。
The book of John, chapter 3。
约翰福音第三章。
The book of John, chapter 3。
十九节
，Verse 19，
光来到世间，世人因为是行恶，倒不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。二十节
，Verse 20，
凡作恶的便恨光，不来救光，恐怕他的行为受责备。二十一节
，21，
但行基的必来救光，要显明他所有人靠神而行。这里啊，在提到光跟暗。
So here it mentions about light and darkness.
什么是暗
？What is darkness?
暗就是罪恶。
Darkness is sin.
光就是没有罪。
Light is sinless.
所以主耶稣来就是要改变人类的一个没有办法改变的事实。
So Lord Jesus came to change and alter this truth, and that cannot be altered by men.
就是要救人脱离罪的捆绑，罪的辖制。
And that is to deliver men from the bondage of sin and darkness.
圣经告诉我们，罪是一种权势，一个 power。
The Bible tells us that sin is a type of bondage and power.
这个罪会控制人。
The power of the sin can control.
所以不是你想不要它，你就可以不要它。
It's not that if you do not wish for it, it will go away.
那这个罪借着什么控制人
？So through what power does the sin control you?
借坏的个性。
It's through the evil essence.
坏的生活方式。
And this bad habit.
还有人类很多这种不良的欲望在控制人。
And many of the sinful desires.
所以这个罪让人没有办法解消。
Therefore, the sin cannot be resolved.
啊，比方说，我们大家都知道恨人不好。
For example, we all know hating people is bad.
圣经说恨就是活在黑暗里面。
Bible tells us hating means you're living darkness.
但是人之间有太多的对立、凶杀，有太多的问题就是从恨来的。
But there are too many conflicts and problems in this world that came from this hate.
这不但存在国跟国之间，这也存在人跟人之间，这也存在家庭里面。
This problem does not only lie within nations and nations or people, also within families.
所以这个就是一种权势在控制人的心。
Therefore, this is a type of power controlling the heart of man.
这个他们没有办法解决的。
This is a problem that cannot be resolved.
主耶稣就是光。
The Lord Jesus is the light.
真的很奇妙，当我们接受耶稣做救主。
Amazingly, when we receive Lord Jesus as our Savior,
我们的心被神的爱充满。
Our hearts are filled by the love of Christ.
忽然间，我们的恨就没有了。
All of a sudden, our hatred will dissipate.
主耶稣在最痛苦被钉在十字架的时候。
In the most excruciating moment when Lord Jesus crucified on the cross.
他感觉到最可怜的不是他。
And the most pitiful person he felt was not himself.
因为他是要成就一件善事。
For he was to fulfill a good thing.
最可怜的是谁？
And who were the most pitiful?
是钉他的人。
Were those who crucified him.
因为他们被罪捆绑。
For they were bonded by sin.
所以主耶稣求神赦免他们。
Therefore Jesus pleaded God to forgive them.
这是极伟大的爱。
And that is the ultimate love.
所以当一个人被神的爱充满。
So when a man had been filled by the love of God.
这个黑暗就走了。
Then this darkness will disappear.
恨就没有了。
There will be no more hatred.
光就进来了。
The light will enter in.
家庭就有希望。
And there will be hope within the family.
婚姻就有希望。
There will be hope within the marriage.
人跟人的关系就有希望。
And the relationship between men will have hope.
这是何等的可贵。
And this is such a precious thing.
所以这个世界整个被罪所控制。
So this entire world is controlled by sin.
耶稣来要让我们进到光里面。
Lord Jesus came to allow us to enter into light.
让这个罪离开。
So that the sin may depart from us.
所以我们教会里面有很多人都有这个体验。
Therefore, many brothers and sisters in our church have this experience.
以前抽烟的，以前喝酒的，以前赌博的，甚至用drug 的，信了主以后全部都自由了。
Those who used to smoke or drink or gamble or do drugs after they have believed, they have all been freed from these habits.
为什么能够得自由？
Why is it that they are able to gain these freedom?
因为这里讲光来到世间。
For here it says the light has come into the world.
当这个灯一打开来，黑暗就没有了。
Once this light has turned on, no more darkness.
但是这个灯一关掉，黑暗就回来了。
Once this light is turned off, the darkness will return.
所以这个世界需要主耶稣。
This is why this world needs our Lord Jesus.
有主耶稣的地方就没有罪。
Wherever there's Lord Jesus, there is no sin.
耶稣就是罪的答案。
Lord Jesus is the answer to sin.
因为他就是光。
For he is the light.
所以他是人类问题的答案。
Therefore he is the answer to the problems of mankind.
所以有时候我们常常发现了，我们对下一代的教导最重要是什么？
Many times we realize what is that most important thing we can teach our next generation.
我们现在发现下一代很难教。
We may realize it is very difficult to teach our next generation.
你也没有办法24小时盯着他。
You cannot watch over them 24 hours.
但是有一个很好的方式。
But there is one very good solution.
就是让他认识耶稣。
That is to let them to come to know Lord Jesus.
让耶稣活在他心里面。
To let Lord Jesus to dwell within their heart.
他有这个光在心里面。
So once they have this heart light within them,
罪就进不来。
The sin cannot enter in.
所以你就很放心，你的孩子到哪里读书你都很放心。
So no matter where your child goes to study abroad, you will be at ease.
因为它里面有光，它里面没有黑暗。
Because they have light within them, there is no darkness.
这个是我们在带领我们下一代最保险的方法。
This is the most secure way we may educate our next generation.
光来到世间，黑暗就离开。
That once light comes into this world, darkness shall depart.
我们再看约雅各书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书的第一章。
Book of James, chapter 1.
第一章十七节。
Chapter 1, verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来，待他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。这个地方说，神是众光之父。
Here says God is the light of the Father.
从他来是美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。
So coming down from him are perfect gift and goodness.
在他没有黑暗。
In him there is no darkness.
所以我们人活在这世界上，有时候我们常常心情不好，活在好像黑暗里面。
As we live in this world, there are times where we feel that as we are living in darkness.
主耶稣就是光。
Lord Jesus is the light.
所以主耶稣活在我们里面。
So when Lord Jesus lives within us,
我们就发现很多美好的、全备的都 进到我们生活里面来。
We discover every good and perfect gift have come within us.
因为我们就活在光里面
了。For we now live in the light.
所以一个人如果得到这个主耶稣救恩。
So if a man have obtained the salvation of our Lord,
在任何一个环境里面，他的想法都是积极的，都是正面的。
Regardless what kind of circumstance he may be under, his thoughts and life is active.
因为耶稣就是光。
For Lord Jesus is the light.
美善的、全备的都是从他来的。
Every good and perfect gift is from him.
在他里面没有负面的。
Within him there is nothing negative.
这是非常可贵的。
This is very precious.
所以有的人啊，每一次想法都是讲负面的。
Therefore there are some people who always speak of negative things.
每一个环境都是负面的。
Every environment is negative.
这个很难改变啊。
And that is something hard to change.
有时候这是个性。
And it could be has to do with personality.
一直等到耶稣的光进到他里面。
Until the point of time when the light of Lord Jesus enter into him.
忽然他的心就充满美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐。
All of a sudden, his heart would be filled with every good and all the perfect gifts.
他就发现活着很幸福。
He will realize that it is indeed wonderful to be alive.
诸位朋友，欢迎你继续来查考。
So my dear friends, I welcome you to continue to study with us.And let's sing him together.
Hymn 341.
And let's sing hymn 341.